今天的题目是审判和怜悯。
The topic for today is judgment and mercy.
路加福音第十三章第六节到第九节。
Luke chapter 13 verses 6 through 9.
这是耶稣所说的其中的一个比喻。
This is one of the parables of Jesus.
让我们来看这段经文，路加福音第十三章第六节到第九节。
Let's look at this passage, Luke 13, 6 to 9.
路加福音第十三章第六节，于是用比喻说，有一个人有一棵无花果树，栽在葡萄园里。他来到树前找果子，却找不着。就对管园的说，看啊，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不到，把它砍了吧，何必摆占地土呢？管园的说，主啊，我今年且留着，等我周围起开土，加上粪，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
Luke 13 verses 6 to 9. And he began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and did not find any. And he said to the vineyard keeper, Behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground?And he answered and said to him, Let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine, but if not, cut it down.
当我读到这个比喻的时候，
When I read this parable,
我就想起我在乡下的生活。
I thought about my life in the countryside.
当时我是住在一间三代同堂的屋子里面。
At that time, I lived in a house with 3 generations.
所谓三代就是我的祖父。
These 3 generations were my grandfather.
我的父亲跟他的兄弟姐妹。
My father and his brothers and sisters.
和他们的孩子们。
And their children.
那么因着人口的增加。
Because there was an increase in the number of people.
我的父母亲还有我的哥哥，两个姐姐，还有两个弟弟。就搬到一间刚建好的新家。
My parents, along with my older brother, my 2 older sisters and my 2 younger brothers, moved to a new house.
然后搬进这家新家之后，
After moving into the new house,
我的父亲就在屋子的旁边，还有屋子的后面，种了4棵红毛丹树。
My father planted 4 rambutan trees on the side and the back of the house.
两棵在屋子的旁边。
2 of them on the side.
两棵在屋子的后面。
And 2 on the back.
然后除了这棵红毛丹树。
In addition to the rambutan trees.
他才在屋子的后面种了一棵芒果树。
He also planted a mango tree in the back.
过了大约4-5年的时间。
After 4 or 5 years,
那么这些果树就开始结果。
These fruit trees began to produce fruit.
那么但是有一棵红毛丹树种在后面的红毛丹树却没有结出果子来。
But there was 1 rambutan tree planted in the back that never put out any fruit.
那么树长得非常的茂盛。
The tree was very lush and full of leaves.
只会开花。
It would only flower,
但是不会结果子。
But it wouldn't produce any fruit.
所以在我的记忆中，
In my memory,
这棵不会结果子的红毛丹树被我的父亲砍下来。
This unproductive rambutan tree was cut down by my father.
我想我父亲种这些果树，
I think my father grew these trees.
希望他们能够结果子。
And hope that they would produce fruit.
以致家人都能够吃这些树上的果子。
So that the family would have fruit to eat.
所以父亲把这棵红毛丹树砍下来。
So my father cut down this tree.
有他的原因。
He had his reasons.
因为树不结果子。
Because the tree did not produce any fruit.
啊，不能够带给人什么好处。
It couldn't bring any benefit to people.
那么还是把它砍下来，免得白占土地。
So he might as well cut it down to prevent it from wasting space.
所以主耶稣所说的这个比喻跟我在乡下的那个经历有点相似。
So this parable that Jesus tells and my experience in the countryside are similar.
然后不同的是就是比喻里呢不是红毛丹树是无花果树。
But the difference is in the parable it is not a rambutan tree but a fig tree.
啊，这个无花果树种在葡萄园里。
This fig tree was planted in a vineyard.
啊，这个园主等了三年的时间还不见无花果结出果子来。
This vineyard owner waited 3 years but never saw any fruit.
那么因此就吩咐管园的把这棵树砍下来。
And so he ordered the vineyard keeper to cut the tree down.
啊，免得白占土地。
So as not to waste land.
那么让我们来详细的看主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
Let's carefully look at this parable of Jesus.
那么在第六节，耶稣说。以是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树，栽在葡萄园里。他来到树前找果子，却找不着。
In verse 6 it says, And he began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard. And he came looking for fruit on it and did not find any.
那么主耶稣以一棵栽种在葡萄园里面的无花果树来说这个比喻。
Jesus used the fig tree, this fig tree planted in a vineyard to tell this parable.
那么可能你在问为什么一棵无花果树栽种在葡萄园里。
So you may ask, why is a fig tree planted in a vineyard?
啊，葡萄园是栽种葡萄的。
A vineyard is for growing grapes.
然后怎么会有无花果树呢？
Why would there be a fig tree there?
其实在当时无花果树栽种在葡萄园里面是相当普遍的事情。
Actually, at that time, it was relatively common for fig trees to be grown in a vineyard.
如果你看旧约圣经的话，有不少的经文同时提到葡萄树跟葡萄啊树跟这个无花果树。
If you look in the Old Testament, there are many verses that talk about grapevines and fig trees.
啊，比如说在诗篇105篇33节。
For example, in Psalm 105:33.
还有在耶利米书8:13。
Also Jeremiah 8:13。
啊，还有在耶俄书1:7-12。
Also Joel 1:7-12。
还有在米迦书4:4。
And Micah 4:4。
那么在葡萄园里面，你无花果树有时候用来支撑这些葡萄树的枝子。
In vineyards, the fig trees were often used to support the grapevines.
那么在圣经里面，无论是葡萄树或者无花果树，都有它们的意义。
In the Bible, grapevines and fig trees have their meaning.
那么在旧约圣经里面，无花果树或者葡萄树是象征以色列这个国家。
In the Old Testament, fig trees and grapevines symbolize the nation of Israel.
啊，无花果树不像葡萄树经常用来象征以色列这个国家。
Fig trees are not used nearly as often to describe Israel as grapevines are.
那么在旧约圣经里面，只有几个地方用无花果树来象征以色列这个国家。
In the Old Testament, there are only a few places where fig trees are used to describe Israel.
无花果树或者葡萄树象征富裕跟平安。
Grapevines and fig trees represent peace and prosperity.
那么相对的，没有无花果树或者没有葡萄树，象征咒诅跟这个惩罚。
On the other hand, the lack of grapevines and fig trees represents curse and punishment.
那么在耶利米书24章，无花果树被用来象征以色列的子民。
In Jeremiah chapter 24, Figs are used to represent the people of Israel.
耶和华神指给耶利米先知看。
Jehovah God showed the prophet Jeremiah.
他说在耶和华的殿前有两筐无花果。
there were two baskets of figs before the temple of the Lord.
所以根据耶利米书第二十四章第二节说
According to Jeremiah 24:2 it says,
一筐是极好的无花果好像是出熟的一筐是极坏的无花果坏的不可吃。
One basket had very good figs, like first ripe figs, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten due to rottenness.
所以这两筐无花果无论是好或者坏
So these two baskets of figs, no matter whether they're good or bad,
我象征每一个以色列子民
They represented all the people of Israel.
所以当以色列人对神不忠的时候
When the Israelites were unfaithful to God,
就被看为是坏的无花果或是不结果子的无花果树。
They were seen as rotten figs or a fig tree that did not produce fruit.
所以在耶利米书第八章第十三节这么说。
So it says in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 13,
耶和华说我必使他们全然灭绝葡萄树上并没有葡萄无花果树上并没有果子叶子也不枯干，我所赐给他们的必离开他们过去。
I will surely snatch them away, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine and no figs on the fig tree, and the leaf will wither, and what I have given them will pass away.
那不止旧约圣经，新约圣经也以不结果子的无花果树来形容不忠的人。
Not only the Old Testament, the New Testament also uses unproductive fig trees to describe unfaithful people.
所以在马太福音第二十一章第十九节，耶稣说
，Jesus says in Matthew 21:19,
我看见路旁有一棵无花果树，就走到跟前，在路上找不着什么，不过有叶子，就对树说，从今以后你永不结果子，那无花果树就立刻。
Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves only. And he said to it, No longer shall there ever be any fruit from you. And at once the fig tree withered.
这个是主耶稣给犹太人的一个警告。
This is a warning that Jesus gave to the Jews.
因为以色列人对神的不忠而要面对的后果。
The Israelites would face consequences due to their unfaithfulness.
我们在约翰福音第十五章第二节这里也说
John 15:2 says,
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
耶稣说那些不结果子的枝子将会被剪掉。
Jesus said that those branches that don't bear fruit will be pruned away.
而且被扔在火里烧掉。
And will be cast into the fire and burned.
那无论是旧约圣经或者新约圣经
No matter whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
我们一颗不结果子的果实象征那些对神不忠的人。
A fruit tree that does not bear fruit represents an unfaithful person.
或者一个不忠的一个国家。
Or an unfaithful nation.
我们根据那个约翰福音第十五章第一节到第八节这里说
As it says in John chapter 15 verses 1-8
一颗不结果子的葡萄枝子象征那些不藏在主里面的人
A branch of a grapevine that does not bear fruit symbolizes those who are not abiding in the Lord
我们一颗不结果子的无花果树被砍下来或者不结果子的葡萄枝子被剪下来，象征神的审判。
A branch of a grapevine that doesn't bear fruit is pruned away, or a fig tree that's cut down, represents God's judgment.
所以在今天早上我们所看的这个比喻。
So in the parable that we're looking at this morning,
主耶稣以这个无花果树来象征以色列人或者是象征基督徒。
Jesus uses the unproductive, or he uses a fig tree to symbolize the Israelites, or we can say to symbolize us Christians.
不晓得你有没有看过无花果树。
I don't know if you've ever seen a fig tree.
无花果树可以说是一种结果累累的一种果树。
It's a very productive type of fruit tree.
那无论是春天、秋天或者冬天啊，都会结果子。
It will produce fruit in spring, summer, fall, even winter.
那么一棵好的无花果树在一年里有三次的收成。
A good fruit tree can have three harvests. A fig tree can have three harvests.
那么基本上在一年里面有十个月都会结这个果子。
Basically, there are 10 months out of a year where it produces fruit.
但是以色列人应当好像好的无花果树结出这个果子来。
So the Israelites should be like a good fig tree and produce fruit.
但是他们却好像那个比喻里面那个无花果树没有结果子。
But they're often like the fig tree in this parable, not bearing fruit.
那么神拣选了以色列人成为他的子民。
God chose Israelites to be his people.
希望他们结果子。
He hoped that they would bear fruit.
在生活里面为他做见证。
And be a witness for him in their lives.
但是他们却没有结果子。
But they did not produce fruit.
那么因此神的审判就临到他们。
And so God's judgment fell upon them.
那么施洗约翰也在这个路加福音第三章警告犹太人说。
John the Baptist warned the Jews in Luke 3.
他说你们要借出果子来以悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。
Therefore, bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham for our father."
我告诉你们，神能使从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕与他的子孙起子兴起子孙来。现在斧头已经放在树根上，凡不结果子的树都要砍下来丢在火里。
For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. Indeed, the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
那么有一句就是斧子已经放在树根上是象征神的审判。
The part where it talks about the axe is already laid at the root. Means God's judgment.
那么所有不结果子的树都被砍下来丢在火里烧掉。
All the trees that do not bear fruit will be cut down and cast into the fire.
换句话说，所有不悔改的人。
In other words, all those who do not repent.
所有不结果子的人。
All those who do not bear fruit.
都要面对这个白色大宝座前的审判。
Will face the judgment before the great white throne.
而且被扔在这个火湖里面。
And will be cast into the lake of fire.
所以人不可以说我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So a person cannot say, I am a descendant of Abraham.
人也不可以说我是基督徒。
And a person can't say, I'm a Christian.
那么除非他悔改。
Unless he has repented.
除非他生命里面结出果子来。
Unless his life is bearing fruit.
不然的话，审判将要临到他的身上。
Otherwise, judgment will fall upon him.
所以园主来到这个葡萄园的时候。
So when the owner came to this vineyard.
那么他看到这个无花果树没有结果子。
He saw the fig tree that had not borne any fruit.
所以他就对这个管园的说。
So he said to the vineyard keeper.
他说，看啊。我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍掉吧，何必白占土地呢？
And he said to the vineyard keeper, Behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground?
所以园主对这个管园的说。
So the owner said to the vineyard keeper.
他说已经三年了，还不结果子。
It's already been 3 years and still no fruit.
把它砍掉就算了。
Let's just cut it down and be done.
就好像我父亲看到这个红毛丹树没有结果子，他把它砍了。
Just as my father saw the rambutan tree that didn't produce fruit and cut it down.
所以无花果树被栽种之后，需要三年的时间才会结出果子来。
After a fig tree is planted, it needs 3 years before it starts to produce fruit.
按照摩西的律法，还要再多三年。这些果子才算是洁净的。
And according to Mosaic law, they had to wait an additional 3 years before the fruit was considered clean.
所以前面三年，后面三年。
So 3 years before, the 3 years after.
等于六年的时间。
It equals 6 years.
但是这棵生长了六年的时间的无花果树还不结果子。
But this fig tree had been growing for 6 years and still didn't produce any fruit.
那么因此园主就吩咐管园的把它砍下来。
And so the owner ordered the vineyard keeper to cut it down.
免得百丈土地。
So as not to waste the space.
那么对于园主来说，土地是非常珍贵的。
To the owner, land was very valuable.
每寸的土地都是用来种那些会结果子的无花果树。
Every inch of land was used to grow trees that would produce fruit.
那么既然这棵不结果子的果树吸收那些养料还有水分。
And this tree that was not producing any fruit was taking up the moisture and the nutrients from the soil.
而影响到其他的果树。
And it would impact the other trees.
所以还是把它砍下来算了。
And so it was better to cut it down.
所以刚才我说过，神以结果子的无花果树或者葡萄树来象征以色列人在生活上对神的忠心。
As we just said, God used productive fig trees and grapevines to symbolize the Israelites' obedience to Him.
那么相对的，不结果子的无花果树或者葡萄树，象征以色列人对神的不忠。
On the other hand, fig trees and grapevines that did not bear fruit symbolize the Israelites' unfaithfulness.
那么因此对神不忠的人就好像这些不结果子的无花果树被砍下来。
And so people who don't bear fruit will be just like these fruit trees and cut down.
而要面对神的审判。
And will face God's judgment.
所以我们如果要明白主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
If we want to understand this parable of Jesus.
通常我们都要，我曾经讲过很多次。
I've mentioned many times.
如果你要明白耶稣所说的比喻，你必须要看上下文。
If you want to understand the parables of Jesus, you have to look at the verses before and after.
所以今天这个比喻也不例外。
The parable today is no exception.
我们必须要看这个比喻的上文。
We're going to look at the verses that come before it.
路加福音第十三章第一节到第五节这么说。
Luke 13 verses 1 to 5 says,
正当那时有人将比拉多使加利利人的血采杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
Now on the same occasion, there were some present who reported to him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices.
我们耶稣说，你们以为这些血这些加利利人比众加利利人的更有罪，所以受这害吗？
And Jesus said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were greater sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this fate?
我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
那么从前西罗亚楼倒塌了压死18个人你们以为那些人比这一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗
Or do you suppose that those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them were worse culprits than all the men who live in Jerusalem?
我告诉你们不是的你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
所以主耶稣在这段经文里面强调一个问题。
Jesus in this passage emphasizes a problem, a question.
也就是这个悔改的问题。
And that is the question of repentance.
所以主耶稣以两件发生不久的事情来讲解这个悔改的问题。
Jesus uses two recent events to explain this.
那么第一个就是比拉多使加利利人的血采杂在他们祭物中的事情。
One of them was Pilate's mixing of the Galileans' blood into their sacrifices.
另外是西罗亚楼倒塌压死18个人的事情。
The other was the collapse of the Tower of Siloam killing 18 people.
所以当时的人因为受到这个法利赛人神学的观点的影响。
The people of that time, because they were influenced by the theological views of the Pharisees.
啊，认为这些不幸的事情发生在人的身上是因为他们的罪造成的。
They believed that if something bad happened to these people, it was because these people had sinned.
啊，因为他们犯了罪，因此这个灾祸临到他们的身上。
Because they had sinned, therefore this disaster happened to them.
那么其实不止在当时有这种想法。
Not only people of that time had this view.
那么现在的人同样的有这种想法。
Even people of today have the same view.
在2005年在 New Orleans 发生这个风灾还有水灾。
In 2005 in New Orleans there was a hurricane and flooding.
然后造成很大的损失。
It caused huge losses.
我们当时有不少的人认为 New Orleans 面对这个风灾还有水灾是因为城里的罪恶。
At that time, many people believed that the reason New Orleans faced this hurricane and flooding was because the city was sinful.
那么因此这个审判才临到这个城市。
And so this judgment fell upon the city.
那么但是主耶稣说，无论是比拉多使加利利人的血采杂太他们祭物中的事情，或是亚楼倒塌压死18个人的事情。
But Jesus said, no matter whether it was Pilate mixing the blood of the Galileans with their sacrifices or the tower falling and crushing 18 people.
那么主耶稣说，都不是因为他们的罪比其他的人大而造成的。
Jesus said it was not because their sin was greater than other people's sin.
他说，如果人不悔改的话，都要好像这些人灭亡一样。
He said that if a person does not repent, then he will perish just like all these people.
原因是每一个人都有罪。
The reason is because every person has sin.
那就好像罗马书第三章第23节这么说。
Just as it says in Romans 3:23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
然后在罗马书第三章第 十节到第十二节也说。
It also says in Romans chapter 3, 10, verses 10 to 12.
啊，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个都没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one.
所以在神的眼中，一个义人都没有。
In God's eyes, there is no righteous person.
圣经说，连一个都没有。
The Bible says, not even one.
每一个人都有罪，必须要悔改。
Every person has sinned and must repent.
如果不悔改的话，将要面对神的审判。
If we don't repent, we will face God's judgment.
所以在比喻里的园主说，
So the owner of the vineyard says,
无花果树不结果子，把它砍下来吧。
This fig tree is not producing fruit. Cut it down.
换句话说，如果人不悔改的话，必定要面对神的审判。
In other words, if a person does not repent, then he will face God's judgment.
所以园主看到无花果树没有结果子。
So the vineyard owner saw this fig tree that did not bear fruit.
所以因此他就吩咐这个管园的把这个树砍下来。
And so he ordered the vineyard keeper to cut it down.
啊，但是管园的却这么说。
But the vineyard keeper said,
他说，主啊，今年且留作，等我周围起开土，加上粪，以后让结果子变罢，不然的话把它砍了。
And he answered and said to him, Let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine, but if not, cut it down.
所以园主要把这不结果子的无花果树砍掉。
So the owner wanted to cut down this unproductive fig tree.
啊，但是管园的却要求园主啊，暂时不要把它砍下来。
But the vineyard keeper wanted him to wait for a little while.
啊，再等多一年。
Wait one more year.
啊，让他在树的啊周围松松土。
Until he could dig around it.
那么加上这个粪土
and add some fertilizer.
啊，如果树不结果子的话，才把它砍下来。
And if the tree still didn't produce fruit, he would cut it down.
那么刚才啊，我说过。
As I just said.
啊，比喻的上文呢，还记得吗？第一节到第五节。
The preceding verses, verses 1 to 5.
啊，所强调的是这个悔改的问题。
What they emphasize is the question, the problem of repentance.
那么这个比喻里面所强调的是不结果子的无花果树。
What is emphasized in the parable is a fig tree that does not produce fruit.
哦，悔改跟不结果子有什么关系？
What do repentance and a tree that doesn't produce fruit have in common?
那么其实悔改不悔改跟结果子不结果子有密切的关系。
Actually, whether someone repents or not, and whether a tree bears fruit or not, have a very close relationship.
那么一个会悔改的人是一个会结果子的人。
A person who has repented is a person who will bear fruit.
啊，一个不悔改的人是一个不会结果子的人，就这么简单。
A person who doesn't repent is a person who will not bear fruit. It's that simple.
那么因此我们应当明白主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
So we should understand why Jesus is saying this parable.
那么审查自己的生命到底有没有结出果子来。
And examine our own lives to see whether we are bearing fruit.
所以在这个比喻里面不结果子的无花果树被砍下来。
So in this parable, the fig tree that doesn't bear fruit is cut down.
所以刚才我讲过，被砍下来就是象征神的审判。
Being cut down symbolizes the judgment.
那么因此，那些不悔改的人将要面对神的审判。
And so those who do not repent will face God's judgment.
那么有一天，那些不悔改的人将要在白色大宝座前面对神的审判。
And one day those who have not repented will face God's judgment before the great white throne.
那么虽然如此啊，比喻里的管言却这么说。
And however, the vineyard keeper said.
Yeah, 他说今年且留作，等我周围起开土，加上粪，以后若结果子便罢，啊，不然的话把它砍掉。
Let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine, but if not, cut it down.
那么可见这个管盐的是一个有恩惠还有怜悯的人，就好像我们的父神一样。
So we can see that this vineyard keeper is full of grace and mercy, just like our Father God.
我们在诗篇第145篇第八节这么说。
In Psalm 145 verse 8 it says,
耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in loving kindness.
然后在彼得后书第三章第九节这么说。
And in 2 Peter 3:9 it says,
那主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不厌有一人沉沦，乃厌人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
那么从这两处经文我们看到。
From these two verses we can see.
那么父神是一位有恩惠、有怜悯、有慈爱的神。
That our God is gracious and merciful and loving.
那他不厌一人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
乃是希望人人都悔改。
But rather hopes that all will come to repentance.
而得到神的拯救。
And receive God's salvation.
那么然而因着神的恩惠、怜悯和慈爱。
But God's grace, mercy and love.
啊，神给机会每一个人。
He gives an opportunity to every person.
给机会他们结果子悔改。
He gives us an opportunity to bear fruit and repent.
希望他们改过来。
And hopes that they will change.
但是神的恩惠还有他的怜悯还有他的慈爱是有限期的。
But God's grace, mercy and love are limited.
Limited in time. You see the difference? 一次有限期的。
It has a limited period.
就好像你买的东西 expired, 那个 warranty, there's a time limit.
Just like something you buy, it can expire.
所以神的恩惠怜悯还有慈爱是有限期的，当审判日子到来的时候，神要彰显他的公义。
So God's grace, mercy, and love have a limited time. When the day of judgment comes, He will show forth His righteousness.
所以主耶稣再来的时候，神要施行他的审判。
When Jesus returns, God will carry out His judgment.
所有不结果子的，所有不悔改的人。
All those who don't bear fruit, all those who don't repent.
将要面临神的审判。
They will face God's judgment.
我们都知道父神是有恩惠。有怜悯有慈爱的神。
We all know that God is a gracious, merciful, and loving God.
那么虽然如此，如果人不悔改的话，
But if people do not repent,
如果我们生命不结果子的话，
If our lives don't bear fruit,
那么圣经讲得非常的清楚，神的审判将要临到我们的身上。
The Bible says very clearly that God's judgment will come upon us.
我盼望你审查自己的生命。
I hope that you will check your own lives.
是否有接触这个属灵的果子？
And see if you are bearing spiritual fruit.
然后如果没有的话，如果没有的话，将会面对这个不良的后果。
If not, then you will face bad consequences.
让我们用点时间来思想耶稣所说的。
Let's take a little time to think upon Jesus' words.
让我们每一个人在神的面前审查我们自己的生命。
May we each person come before God to examine our own lives.
让我们审查一下，我们到底是否有真正的悔改。
May we examine whether we have truly repented.
也让我们审查自己的生命是否有结出这个属灵的果子。
And may we examine whether our lives are producing spiritual fruit.
愿主耶稣所说的这个比喻成为我们的一个提醒。
May this warning that Jesus, may this parable that Jesus told be a warning for us.
提醒我们目前属灵的处境。
And remind us that in today's spiritual environment, position.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们明白主耶稣所说的。
Help us understand what Jesus said.
当我们明白之后，也求主帮助我们顺服你的教导。
And once we understand, maybe we'll be obedient to your teaching.
帮助我们做一个结果子的人。
May we be a person who bears fruit.
求主你恩待我们。
Lord, please bless us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.